People in Argentina drink more wine per capita than nearly any other nation. But in a country of wine aficionados, beer is becoming increasingly popular. Brian Burns reports from Buenos Aires.
When 63-year-old Vicente DiNucci gathers with friends and family for a traditional Argentine asado, or barbecue, he always enjoys a glass of red wine. So when he sees young people washing down tender slabs of beef with beer, well, it just drives him crazy.
No, que no se puede hacer eso.
You just can't do that. You can't eat beef with beer. It's completely contradictory, DiNucci says. I drink water during a barbecue before I'd ever drink beer. But for many Argentines, drinking beer has become a way of life. In the past 15 years, beer sales have doubled here, and per capita consumption has risen 45%. DiNucci's 31-year-old son-in-law, Gabriel Verna, has been drinking beer since he was a teenager. Mostly, he says, because advertisers told him to.
Y yo creo que mucha publicidad.
I think it's the publicity that influences the young people, says Verna. Bueno, they sell the beer with ideas related to sports and sex and youth. Here at the Quilmes Brewery outside Buenos Aires, they make the Pilsner and Bock beers that control 80% of the Argentine beer market. Their flagship lager, Quilmes Cristal, is Argentina's equivalent of Budweiser, and just as ubiquitous. Even the blue and white colors of the Quilmes logo mimic that of the Argentine national flag. However, the company's marketing director, Jorge Mastrosi, denies using nationalism to appeal to impressionable youth.
First of all, has to be the best beer. And then, if it's Argentinians, better. But we don't sell beer saying, okay, you are Argentine, buy a product made in Argentina. No, it's not a point. It represents a culture. The brand belongs to people.
And the people are making it clear that they want their beer. 20,000 people packed a riverfront convention center recently for the first ever Buenos Aires Beer Festival. Scores of the country's new microbreweries were there, pulling pints with familiar English names like Honey Wheat and Oatmeal Stout. Martin Shao just launched the marketing campaign for his new microbrew, Dona Diabla, and says Argentina's devalued peso has increased demand for domestic beer.
We have to pay attention that in Argentina we share a lot, and all the positioning of the beer is to drink together and to party with friends.
18-year-old Carolina Maidana was partying with friends at the festival. She says lots of Argentine women her age drink beer because it's cheaper and more fashionable.
No me llama la atención el vino.
Wine just doesn't do it for me. Beer is what I like. Older people like wine, but I don't think many young people like it at all.
Argentina's legal drinking age is 18, and as teenagers are given the choice, many say that binge drinking is not a problem here. Florencia Busso of the Buenos Aires Beer Festival says brewers are trying to lure new beer drinkers, but in a responsible way.
To enjoy the fact of drinking beer, not just to be drunk, but to enjoy the fact of drinking beer and to love it, as some people enjoy the wine or whiskey.
The Argentine beer boom is also helping to revive old world customs here. German immigrants in Villa General Belgrano throw one of the world's biggest Oktoberfests. Last year, more than 160,000 people showed up, an all-time record. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.